Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 210, Alien Romulus. Oh, yeah. We got a little name under the name. You know it's going to be good. Romuli. Yeah, Romulus just came out. This is a brand new little movie we got here, August 16th, 2024. Budget, $80 million. Box office so far, $108 million. It's doing really good.
Nice, nice. Yeah, good word of mouth on this one, for sure.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if it's if this would be the first movie to try and unthrone Deadpool. I don't know how that's how the ranking is, but it's doing good.
Yeah,
yeah. Fede Alvarez. You know him. You love him, I guess. What'd he do? Evil Dead, freaking Don't Breathe, the first one he directed. He worked a lot on the second one, but didn't direct it.
Yeah.
A couple other things. Anything?
He did a continuation of the, remember those books really popular in like the mid-2000s, the fucking Dragon Tattoo? He did a sequel to that.
The Girl in the Spider's Web?
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, just based off Evil Dead and Don't Breathe, he's got this, the ability to make a movie in a small confined space, which I think lends itself to Alien and probably possibly why he got the job.
And known for like gore effects.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gore, baby. And, so we got some practical effects in this. We got an animatronic alien. I think that's the first time they've done that. It's either been a suit or a CG. Yeah, so where do we start here? We got this, what the heck was her name, man? I always forget that.
Rain.
Oh, yeah, Rain. Get over here. We got Rain, and she's working at a, I don't know what she was doing. I think she's not in a mine yet. She's doing something else.
Yeah, it's like a mining colony on some random planet. It's, I think the idea is that the Weyland-Yutani Corporation goes to planet, like terraforms them and makes the atmosphere breathable, and then they do a bunch of mining and like the atmosphere that doesn't really work. People are kind of like getting sick from it, and she's trying to like get out. She wants to get the fuck out of this planet.
Yeah, what's the tagline? Weyland-Yutani, making better worlds or something.
Yeah. not so much that we see in this, but the world was cool. I like the world building, how we see this planet. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah, we got Rain and then her android. Andy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy, reprogrammed by her father with new prime directives. You know? Ensure the safety of Rain. That's his new prime directive.
And tell dad jokes. Yeah.
Yes. And he's pretty cool. I think he's probably the highlight of this movie.
100%. I'm glad you said that. 100%. He was amazing.
David Johnson was really good. He makes you love him. It makes you not love him as much, but you're still like, I'm still on board with you.
Yeah.
And then you go goes back. It's like, okay, I kind of missed the other guy that was really kicking ass.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's all over the place. Really
there,
good.
There's a moment, getting ahead of myself, but there's a moment, speaking of Andy, there's a moment kind of like, I don't know, the first 30 minutes or so, there's kind of a reveal of his fate, or not necessarily his fate, but like, and like his facial expressions when he gets that news, so like it actually kind of made me tear up a bit. I was like, oh, this poor guy. Yeah.
He's got some sad parts, like when he's getting picked on by the kids. I knew that too. You know, he's sitting outside waiting for her in the beginning of the movie because they're trying to get off the planet. She's turning in her work papers. I guess she's worked a certain amount of hours where she can leave. You know, it's like indentured servitude until you reach something. Yeah. And she reached the hours. She goes in there, get the story rolling, and the lady's like, nope, sorry, we're short-staffed. I think it was 12,000 hours. And then she's like, no, the new quota's been moved to 24,000 hours, so you'll spend your next 5 years in the mines. And then you can get out of here. Yeah. And everyone, like, dies in the mines. I think her parents and her friend's parents died in the mines. It's, like, so dangerous and so many diseases. And so she probably won't last 5 years. But anyways, while she's doing that, Andy's sitting outside, and then you see these hoodlum kind of kids walking, sticks kind of hitting people's, you know, it's like a big, almost like an Asian street market, just people outside selling things and standing around and doing things. As soon as I see these kids, rabble rousing and hitting things with sticks. I'm like, oh god, here we go.
Yep. They're gonna beat the shit out of them.
They're gonna attack this black android guy for no fucking reason, and it's gonna be sad, isn't it? It's how it goes, man. Every android. You got fucking Johnny Five has to get fucking nearly demolished. Every android, it always happens. Yep. And so yeah, they start beating his ass for no damn reason. I'm like, what the fuck? There's a million other people over there to ass beat too. They picked this guy. So yeah, she comes out and he's, oh my god, you're bleeding, and that's where we, I think, first find out he is an android because he's got white blood. You think, you know, something's a little off. Like you think he's like mentally disabled or something because he's kind of, he's got the shakes and he has a stutter. But apparently he's like a malfunctioning robot who's decommissioned and they just use him. So I don't know what the hell he's doing. I guess he like helps her and works with her. That makes her job a lot easier. Right?
Yeah, right.
It's like you could just kind of chill and have this android work for free and kind of do half, if not all, of your job while you sit there. So that's nice. And so she is pissed that she can't leave the planet, and I don't remember how we get to her friends.
I think after she like saves him, she like does some sort of thing on the, he's like, I'll fix you.
Constantly having to reset this bastard.
Yeah. And she gets a call on her, she had a little watch, a little video, a little Apple iPhone watch. And he's like, hey, come over. I got something to talk to you about. Bring Andy. It's important. And then they go over there.
Yeah. And first of all, the aesthetic is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. You got, you know, physical switches on all the computer parts and things like that. And it starts with a quiet spaceship crawl. That beginning intro was awesome, dude, with the quiet spaceship crawl and the floating piece of Nostromo. You see the Nostromo on a piece of debris, and so this team found the Nostromo, and I love how it's super quiet when you're in space, and then they'll go into a ship and it's loud as fuck. Ominous, nothing in space. And they find this rock, and it was a xenomorph body. I don't really remember her putting a xenomorph through an airlock in Alien. That's not how I remember.
I just rewatched it recently. She gets in the escape pod, and then it's like she thinks she's safe. That's when she gets in, you know, in the underwear. And Alien's in there, and then she sets it out the airlock, and then I think it like crawls into the, I don't know what you'd call it, but she burns it out and then it just kind of floats away.
Okay, yeah, now I remember. Because I was like, I thought she blew it up or something. Blew up the whole ship. But, they got that alien xenomorph body. And, here we go. Start working on this bastard. Later in the movie, I was confused because he's like, and it survived without food or sustenance in the space. And of course, it's the perfect creature, so it can do that. Yo, we've never seen an alien eat.
Yeah, yeah.
So, do they need to eat? They've never eaten anything. They're never eating a human, ever. They just, like, bite them and then bring them somewhere and usually make more aliens with their body. I'm just like, they don't eat humans, I don't think. It's like, what the fuck are they eating?
Yeah, they're not sitting around eating Cool Ranch Doritos that I know of, so.
Yeah, and so the friends, the group of friends.
Oi! We want to steal the cryopods from the spaceship.
Yeah, I was like, why is there this British accents in space?
I kind of love it. I love the British. I was all about it. Yeah.
Tyler, Kay's brother and Rain's ex-boyfriend. Kay, Tyler's pregnant sister. Bjorn, I'm Bjorn, Tyler and Kay's cousin. And Navarro, a pilot and Bjorn's girlfriend. Okay. And, they got a plan. They got a beacon for a derelict spaceship. That always goes well in Alien. Just floating outside the planet, and, you know, Rain is like, why the fuck is that? Who cares?
Yeah.
And, well, it matters because we've detected, what are they called? Stasis pods.
Yeah.
And they want to get to this other planet that's apparently 9 years away, okay? And they're not going to wait around and have to go in the mines, and, you know, 5 years before they can do it. So they're trying to figure out a way out. So they want to go get the pods. It'll never work. They're Weyland-Yutani locked. There's tracking on all the pods, and we won't even be able to access the ship. But Andy can, because he's a
Yeah.
Weyland-Yutani robot. Perfect. Biggity boom, biggity fucking bam. We're in there.
In and out in 30 minutes. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. 30
Sure, buddy.
minutes. Be home for pizza pie. Be home for tea and crumpets. Oh, that sounds good to me, love. I got the So I think I don't remember what exactly tips her over the edge. She's not really wanting to do it, but something tips her over the edge of reluctancy. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, she like goes outside and sees a bunch of miners kind of come
Oh
in and gold
yeah,
mine or something, and she's
with
just
the
like,
little parakeet, and even the parakeet tweeting out dust. Yeah, I'm not going down there. So she agrees. They go to the ship. They have a big badass ship. I don't know where they got this ship from, but fly this ship up there. And they
Yeah,
dock up.
the cigarette bit. We're almost going up, and he's just like standing there. And I think he's got a joint or a cigarette. And as it like,
Yeah.
there's like a certain threshold where they go like really fast up, and he's like has this fucking torch, and he like
Yeah. That
fucks it
torch
all
is
up.
huge and then hits the thing in one hit. Whoa, dude, awesome. It's like the guy that dances in the middle of like the gravitron when you're in it. You know what I mean? Everyone's strapped in and he's like getting stuck to the center and walking around. Yeah, so we get up there, dock with this, and it turns out not to be a ship. And they didn't know that, I don't think. It's like a spaceport. It's like a whole on fucking big spaceport thing. And they get up there, and it's definitely derelict. And then I think we get a little cool thing, like "Welcome to the Romulus." This is separated into two parts, Romulus and Remus, or something like that. And you hear that it's a Weyland-Yutani research and development station, and shit goes haywire from there, man. So yeah, they find the space pods, right? And they have 3 years on them. I like how it's only got 3 years of fuel. It's like we never established this in any other alien movie. They just kind of always they just I thought they just work. But anyways, they got very specific amounts of fuel now, and 3 years ain't enough to get to where we are going. So they had to find more fuel, and there's more fuel in this cryo room where they're keeping shit frozen. So he goes in there and unplugs a tank. And I think this is after we meet our what the hell do they call that? The android on the ship. He's a what officer? He's a science
I think it's a
officer. Like,
science officer. Yeah, he's like cut in half. We don't get the reveal yet. He's just a body at that point. But because I don't think they get to that. They get to him after
they get
the
to him right
meeting.
around here because they get locked in this room. Right, because an emergency, they pull out the tank, and they're locked in because that's been removed. And there's some kind of what is in this room to make it locked down like this? Something dangerous. And yeah, there's a fucking shit ton of face huggers, bitch. That's what's in here. And they pull out the cryo juice, so now they're starting to melt. And that's a really cool. You see all of them in these like amber ice things, and then the temp read out on all of them.
Yeah,
It's like
all of them are going up.
they're all going up, and now they're locked in and they can't get out. And his they've been using his biometrics, his like fingers stuck in these. I like that. He's just sticking his finger in holes, like just opening doors. Not like RoboCop. I thought his finger was gonna like open and have something. No, it's just like just swirling around in there. But now it's not working because he doesn't have the clearance. And he's like, I know who somebody suggests. You know who probably has it. And it's who is it in that room? It's Andy and the two guys, right? Tyler and Kay. No, Kay's a girl, right?
Tyler and the kind of punky asshole who treats Andy like shit. It's him and the ex-boyfriend and Andy.
Yeah,
I don't forget the dickhead's name, but
I'm gonna assume that's Bjorn, Tyler and Kay's cousin. Yeah, that's probably Bjorn. Yeah, so it's those two and Andy. Someone suggested that officer, that robot they saw, probably has access because he's around here. So
Yeah,
go
it's like
back.
they get the like they're all freaking out in that room. So Rain and I forget the pilot's name, the bald. You said her name earlier. God, what the I forget her name.
I think it's Navarro.
Navarro, yeah. So Rain and Navarro rush in, and then Rain outside the room is like, "Oh, what if I take the disc out of that dead android and hand it over to Andy, and it could like update, and he can get out of the room." So they, yeah, she hacks into that android to get the little mini disc.
Yeah, I like his little fucking disc that he put in his neck disc tray.
Yeah, it reminded me of the UMDs from like PSP, the little those little discs.
Yeah, or even like that Sony mini discs.
Yeah.
I had that mini disc inside like a floppy case. Hold up to 15 songs. Yeah, so they go back and so I think it's Rain and a couple other people go back and talk to the robot, right? Or do they turn it on at this point, or they just take the chip?
No, they turn it on because they turn it on later because they want to know
Yeah. They want to know what's going on.
with the face hugger thing.
Anyways, they just take the chip and they
Yeah,
go
they take
back.
it, yeah.
How the fuck does she get it to him when he's in the room then?
Because that's like open a little
Oh,
bit.
yeah.
Is
Of
it?
course it is. Of
Yeah,
course
just
it
a
is.
little bit.
It's not all the way closed. It's cracked. There's like something stuck in it. Gives him the chip and then he updates and he's kind of frozen there for a while because it's updating. It's like his eyes roll back and it's like,
Yeah.
Weyland-Yutani.
That was pretty
Building
cool.
better worlds. All right. Please wait while your Android updates. Yeah, then the facehuggers start dropping in the water because they're melting. Yeah, it's like water on the ground up to their like ankles. What was that, man? There's something in the water, man. Oh, oh, shut up. You're going nuts, man. There's nothing in here. It's us. I don't know, man. And
It's
so,
so funny
yeah.
how that became the most iconic line from this movie. Like, I went to to watch the trailer and I was like going through the comments, and I would say 70% of the comments are just them saying, "There's something in the fucking water." I don't know how that became like the quote of this movie, but I found it kind of funny.
Yeah, and
I'm fighting the sun.
I think they established in other movies, and they're pushing hard in this that these motherfuckers swim. These little
Yeah.
crabs. They're, just fucking little Michael Phelps is in this bitch. Just going ham, doing backstrokes and shit.
Yep.
And the one jumps on a guy, and he's able to like they're able to fight off a lot of face huggers in
Yeah,
this
they're kind of like
movie.
batting them to the side.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like this has never been established in alien lore. Like when a face hugger comes at your ass, they get your ass. It's
Yeah.
never been more than like one try, really. And maybe they struggle a little bit and they get your neck and they pull in slow and
Yeah.
then they fucking tube your mouth, but they get your ass. They're
Yeah.
super strong. And these guys are just like, whoop, just knocking aliens
Yeah,
away. Just like nunchucks, knocking
yeah.
aliens out of the sky. So that was pretty crazy.
It did get a little bit of that one guy. I just remember because it's so fucking gnarly. It gets like right there, and then like the thing is like
It's
tiny
like,
fucking thing in his mouth. I'm like, oh.
it's like, come on, baby, don't you like it? Come on,
So gnarly.
we've already come this far. Just swallow it.
Oh
So
shit.
funny. Oh, what did it do to my mouth, man? These things are gross. And then yeah, he finally reboots and I think oh yeah, he's like on the one of them's on the ground from like exhaustion fighting one and another one's jumping right to his face and he whoosh,
Yeah, just catches it.
snatches the tail. He reminds me a lot of Father too from Raised by Wolves.
Oh, yeah. I know you're
What
talking about.
are these creatures?
Man, what a show.
This creature could have been dangerous. Yeah, that show was
Yeah,
amazing. I'm so pissed I canceled it. But this it gives me a lot of his vibes too, this character. Yeah, so then they get out of there and Now they want to know what the fuck's going on. What are these things,
Yeah,
right?
because one of the
Oh,
Fae
yeah, they
Feathers
chase them.
escapes and it attaches to Navarro, and they don't know
They
what the
chase them
fuck
out
to
of the
do.
room. That's pretty cool. Like, they're coming through the cracks and break the glass. And it's
Yeah.
like the fucking Halo, the Flood. All over
Yeah,
the fucking walls. And they get to Navarro. What's going on? Where are you? Why are you running? Oh my God! And it just instantly one latches onto her.
yeah.
And then he's got the. We got Andy's. It's some cool shit. Like, do not. They got that big shock stick. Do not harm it. I believe that the shock would shock the creature's tail and snap her neck.
Yeah, it's giving it oxygen, and they're like, "I remember, who the fuck are you?" And he's like,
How
"I think you call me Andy."
the
His like
fuck
whole
do you
demeanor
know?
changes. It's so good, so good.
Yeah, he's like. The chip has started to heal my systems and give me better AI and logic circuits. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, there's something different about him. And he says, it seems to be feeding her oxygen. Look at it. It's matching her breathing. The real question is, why is it not killing her?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then,
He says something like, "I don't have the answers, but someone in this room does." And then everyone's like, "What?" And then that's when we turn on the android.
Good morning, Vietnam. How's it going? Yeah, we turn on the android, and what the fuck, dude? It's motherfucking Ash, bro, from Alien. But it's not Ash, it's Rook. So apparently, just that's a generic model science officer from this time period, I would guess, that they all look like that.
Yeah.
I think those got a. Don't they say in Aliens that they got. That model got decommissioned. I think Bishop says something like that. That model got decommissioned and.
That's funny because I watched Aliens last night. Yeah, so during the mess hall scene where they're all eating, Ripley finds out that there's an android because that wasn't privy to her. So she like freaks out and she's like, "No one told me there was an android on board. Why didn't you tell me?" And Paul Reiser's like, "I love it. Dude, he's so good in that movie, Paul Reiser." But anyways, Bishop's like, "Oh, that makes sense that it, was glitchy. Those things were always kind of unpredictable. But I would never
Yeah.
harm a human. We've been updated.
Look, I do this knife trick even.
It's
Where I almost harm a human.
okay."
I only cut one person. Yeah, so we turn out that was pretty cool. That's cool reveal, but
Yeah.
the it's tough to do a human likeness of an actor you know. We all know about the the Uncanny Valley stuff, but this was something beyond uncanny. It was just unrealistic or really weird looking. It's very it was an animatronic, so I think what we're dealing with is the fact that we have an animatronic that they're like composing a CG face onto, which even separates you more from it. So you got different mediums working on this thing. So we know it's not human because we know it's like a puppet. We know it's not human because that guy's dead. And we know it's not human because the face just looks off. So it was cool to have him, but man, that was rough looking.
That was pretty bad, yeah. Took me right out of the movie. Like, dude,
Yeah,
everything up to this point was
I
just like so good, like aesthetically. Like you said, it feels like Alien. Like it's so grounded. And it's interesting because I went and saw this twice, but the when they plug him in, there's probably like four or five shots, but it's like wide, there's kind of shadowy, and like I already knew who, even the first time I saw him, like I know who that is
Yeah.
just from the shadowed profile. I'm like, oh, that's the Ash thing. And I was like, oh, this is kind of a cool way to handle the fact that the actor's dead. You're kind of in the wide and he's kind of obscure. But then out of nowhere, it's like boom, close up. I'm
Hey,
like,
how you doing? How's
oh no.
it going? My name
I'm
is
like,
Rook. I'm your friendly science officer.
like, what are we doing?
I will say that later it's kind of more they use him in video form, like he's on monitors talking to people, and it looks much better there when it's like in a video form. I think it's because
Totally.
it's all like a CG video rather than mixing all these mediums. It just looks cleaner and better, and you could put that grain on there, a little bit of
Yeah, totally.
static from these shitty monitors. So when it's on a monitor, he looks good or passable at least. But when they do the shots with people, it doesn't look good. It's not pretty good. But that was cool to have him included, and that. he's not the same character. Just my wife's like, oh, that's he from the first Alien? He's like, I was like, well, no, it can't be because he's dead. He's definitely gone.
Yeah.
But like I was trying to remember, like I think his name was Ash, and this guy said his name is Rook. So it's just a model.
Just
He
a
just
model,
looks
yeah.
like him. Yeah. He's just an Arnold Terminator thing. So he talks about the xenomorph and how they recovered the body from the ship.
I'm sorry. When you said xenomorph, I don't remember what. I'm so sorry. I'm going off on a different thing, but I don't know what review we were doing. But the moment you just said xenomorph, I just reminded already xenomorph DNA. I don't know. I think it may have been
Yeah.
Resurrection, but that whole big
Oh
idea with the fucking.
yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but xenomorph DNA.
That was good. We put DNA in everything. Walruses, humans. We were
Oh,
wondering what a
God.
xenomorph mixed with a Super Nintendo might make. Got a Super Nintendo with a long ass. Kill me.
Oh, God. Okay,
Jesus.
sorry.
Yeah, he's talking about they found the creature and it's amazing it lived and it's a perfect creature. I don't understand how it kind of killed everybody on the ship or how it at least impregnated everybody. It's just a xenomorph.
Yeah, the facehugger thing, like I said, I went and saw this twice. I still don't have an answer of where the facehuggers come from because this is a direct sequel to Alien. And Alien, there was only one facehugger on that ship and it died when it, after it
Yeah.
impregnated Kane. And now you're just stuck with a xenomorph. So it's like, where are they getting facehuggers from? That didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, exactly. I think maybe they went, I don't know, man. Maybe they went to that planet that they landed on in the first one and took all those, 'cause there's more than one egg there, right? There's eggs.
That's where it gets more confusing because it wasn't on the planet. It was a spaceship that's on the
Oh
planet.
yeah, it was.
Yeah. So unless the spaceship was still there when they, but
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I
it's
don't know where all
confusing.
these, because I got a shit ton of facehuggers, dude.
Yeah.
So who knows, man?
I mean, I guess that when they get to our exposition dump, I know we're jumping ahead, but there's an exposition dump in a lab later in the movie, halfway through the movie, and he does talk about like using DNA to create things, but it's like that's still a stretch to me that you created a facehugger through their DNA. Like that's, I don't know if that's what that was the explanation,
Yeah.
but I wouldn't even buy that.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't remember. I think we get the information right here about what they're doing and yada yada yada. They're studying these creatures because humans are dying on our planets. Have you noticed new diseases every cycle? People dying of disease on every planet we terraform. We found out the problem is humans just aren't strong enough to survive in space.
Yeah.
We can't wait for evolution. So we've extracted a special DNA molecule from the facehuggers and not from the xenomorph. So that, right? They said it's from the facehuggers. Ends up being the same fucking black goo from Prometheus.
Black goo's back, baby.
So
Everyone's favorite.
it's like, no, we don't need any Prometheus stuff in here, please. We don't gotta confuse the fuck out of everyone. It's like make you go back and watch those and remember what the origin isn't of the alien because you can't fucking decipher what the hell's going on. There's an engineer somewhere and he made the Earth. Did he make the Earth? Did he make the aliens? Is the alien just a like what the fuck is going on here? Prometheus is okay. It's pretty cool, but the next two are just so convoluted and they start trying to add so much backstory to these aliens. It's like, fuck, dude.
I feel like the exposition scene I just kind of let wash over me. I try not to think about it too much because, like you said, it's a lot of mental gymnastics. But I would say that that did happen to me in the last 10 minutes of the movie, which I know we're gonna get there. But that last 10 minutes, that's when I was like, wait a minute, how does what? But yeah, during that exposition scene, I was like, all right, you're fucking with gerbils, and you're making
Oh yeah, that was pretty
super
cool. They
serum.
put the serum into like a broken dead rat. It's like fucking and it was like, oh, that works pretty good. And then as they leave the room, I was like, what the fuck is that
Oh
thing? It
yeah,
goes it shows like
the
this fucked
yeah.
up tail and then it's like a cage and I didn't understand and Jesse's like, that's the rat. I was like, oh fuck, that didn't work out. Like blew up. It's like pouring through the cage bars, you know what I mean? And it's like fucking part octopus now. And it's like he didn't mention that part. Oh yeah, and they finally get the facehugger off the girl, and I love Rook's like, "You have about a 60-40 chance," and he's like talking to what the fuck's the robot's name again?
Andy.
Andy, like, you have to do what the humans can't. They're too emotional. You know what needs to be done. She's most likely already infected, and infected with what, man? What? And she happens to have that cool X-ray thing from earlier, and makes the girl check her, and boom, we got our chest burster. Just kind of power through some of this. We got our chest burster coming out, and so she's gone. Boom, one crew down, and then yeah, the alien runs off like they often do. I don't remember. So now they're trying to get to their ship to get the hell out of there, and Rook is going to autopilot them to where they want to go if they just take that DNA sample.
Yeah, it's
So
like the during the chest bursting scene, during that whole commotion, their ship, which is now not docked to the space station, it's like backing out. But during the commotion, something gets hit. So the ship kind of like drifts off and bumps into the space station. Oh yeah, we forgot to mention the fact that not on top of everything that's happening, the spaceship itself is going to run into
you
this
have 30
asteroid belt.
minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to have like what was it? What's it?
Was like
3
32
hours?
hours or
Yeah.
something.
And so when the commotion happens during the chest bursting, their ship bumps into that ship, and then it kind of like crashes back into the ship, but it's like on the other side of the Remus and Romulus section. So now they're in the Romulus section, and this whole time they've been in the Remus section. So now they have to get to the Romulus section to get their friends back. But now they only have 45 minutes to get out of there because
Yeah.
the adjustment made it to hit the asteroid belt a little
Yeah.
quicker.
It wasn't stressful enough. You put the old fucking Ocarina or the old Majora's
Yeah.
Mask fucking timer on your
Yeah.
fucking temple run. Oh shit. Do 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 do. Yeah, so they're trying to make their way there. Then I think do they get to that hallway full of xenomorph stuff? But I'm pretty sure before that we get, yeah, before that, I don't remember how, but somebody finds the little chest burster, right? And then it's in that pod, that gooey
Yeah.
pod.
So there's like two scenes happening simultaneously. It's like not Ash, God damn it. Andy, Rain, and the boyfriend, ex-boyfriend guy. They're trying to get through the hallway with all the face huggers. They have to like lower the temperature to match them. So that's happening. And then the other thing that's happening is on the ship, the xenomorph is already a xenomorph within like I feel like that was a little expedited, you know. But yeah, they find this big old vagina looking pus ball thing in the
I
corner.
liked that. They're adding some cool things like we didn't have before. Like
Yeah, yeah.
apparently a xenomorph needs to make a little pod and kind of develop in it, is what I'm getting from this. It doesn't, you know, I always assumed it was just running around somewhere and growing.
Yeah.
But it's in this like cocoon that it's gotta develop, and he just sticks his little fucking shaft up there. You like that? You fucker! And you're just shocking the shit out of him. Did you hear the little alien cry? Their screeches, and some acid drips out of its pussy lips.
Yeah.
And then it kind of pops out, and I don't remember. Does it kill that person right then?
Yeah, that guy's done for. And then the woman's trying to escape. That was a cool scene because like as it's kind of like all these cool shots of like the fingers and then like you get the head, but it's like cross-cutting between the alien kind of coming up and she's like trying to fuck with the door and she's calling her brother.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're in a situation where they're trying to sneak past.
I really liked that facehugger sneaking scene.
Yeah.
If you raise the temperature, they find you based off heat and some kind of sound. A little bit of sound, but mostly heat. So they raise the temperature of the room to 98.6 degrees, and they're walking through there all quietly, and it's pretty cool, all the fucking facehuggers are just sitting there, like fucking antennas kind of up and
Yeah.
moving around.
It's all practical, like dee, 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 dee. They're like scurrying across the tables. Yeah.
Then he gets a call from his sister, and she's like crying on the little communicator. And Rain and Andy are both like, "Fuck, dude. Dude, you gotta hang up that call, bro. Dude, what are you doing, man?"
This is not the
She's like,
time.
she's crying, and then the facehuggers, kind of shift to him, and kind of antenna go up. They're kind of getting stuff from him, and then she starts screaming, and then Andy, run. That's pretty cool. They meet up with her, and they're like on the outside of a door. She's on the inside of a door. Andy, open the door. And he's like, "I don't think that would be wise." And he kind of sees an alien up in the corner. "Andy, open the fucking door, please. You're one of us."
Yeah, she's pregnant. It's like, man.
It's like, he's like, "No, I can't open the door. Sorry."
It's what it wants us to do. Yeah.
Because it's like waiting, chilling there, not killing her. It's like, no, I get. But what's its motivation to want more than one? Because it's not, like I said, it's not eating you. That makes sense. Like, ooh, I'm gonna eat all of them. Like, I mean, you get what, two more facehugger people? You got a shit ton, bro. You know, I mean, we got an aliens colony going on in here, pretty much. I like we're back to domed design. Xenomorphs from one. I always preferred the dome over removing the dome, like James Cameron did. I always just thought that looked weird, the skeletal top. I love that shiny, translucent top, dude. That thing is cool. I think it was something about filming. It was just more difficult to do that for the suits and stuff, so they didn't do it in two. Back to the dome, baby. So she gets killed, and now Rain is feeling, some kind of way, like he's different. He's not the Andy I know. Oh yeah, and he's like, and I love that. "You just let her die. If I open the door, we would all be dead. Andy, what is your directive?" Ooh, and then he says, "To protect the company or something like that."
Yeah, the best interest of the company or whatever.
"Andy, I need to take that chip out. I think it's inhibiting us, and our that wouldn't be in the best interests of
Just the company, yeah, so good.
the company." "I'm afraid I can't let you do that." But yeah, he just becomes a kind of a badass. I'm like, he's not pulling ash moves when he's a company robot, so you still like him. He's a little less likable, but you like him because he's making the tough decisions. He's like, "Yeah, don't open that fucking door. I was right with you, man. Don't do that. Don't do that." And so he's making the tough decision. That's why it's cool. His whole story arc, he's like, you feel bad for him because he's like the picked on dummy, malfunctioning robot. And then you feel bad for him because they're going to abandon him. And then you feel good for him that he's got this strength and he's now in charge and like he's running the show. And then he goes back after they take the chip out. And that was pretty cool. Oh yeah, I love this line where she's like, "How could you just how could you
Yes,
how
yes.
could you do this to her?" And he's like, "Do what? Leave someone
Someone
behind?"
behind. Oh, I
Because
was
she
like,
was gonna leave him behind. And
"Fuck
she's like, "You bitch."
yeah." That was so good.
Oh man.
What do you mean, like leave someone behind? It's like, oh, snap.
"Oh no, you didn't, robot bitch." Yeah, so then we get them trying to get to the ship. What do we got here? Xenomorph. So we just got Andy, Rain, and that guy. I thought that was pretty quick. Like we're quickly down to just two humans. I was like, "Oh fuck." Well, I mean, how are we gonna? Usually, you got a big group, and one by one, you get the deaths. But I was like, "Okay, we're already down to two. Let's see how this goes." Wait. Are we down to? Yes, it just takes that girl. Okay, so she's not killed. So we think we're down to two. But they got to get to the whatever Romulus side, and they pass through and realize there's lots of aliens. This, it's like Aliens, where it's the fucking organic materials all over the walls. I don't know. I'd like to see how they do that. They always just all of a sudden have these walls that look like aliens.
Yeah.
I like to see him making that. She's like
Beep, beep,
spitting
beep,
shit,
beep, beep,
spitting shit, and
beep.
spitting shit and carving it.
One back to the left. No, to the left.
That one needs more spine. It's always got this spine looking shit all over everything. More translucent goo. You got another, another alien just spitting that shit all over.
We need the interior designer of fucking Xenomorph.
Like that, like that Dane Cook stand up where they're always
oh, yeah.
wet and shit. It's fucking wet.
Oh god.
His best joke is just pouring a water bottle on his head and going.
Yeah. Best joke for sure.
Oh god. So it's like maybe we should go a different way. I think I concur. but he hears her, his sister's voice, goes down there, finds her in one of the, you know, alien vagina pods. That was just, everyone's just hooked up to a wall. Oh, help me. Oh, yeah, it reminds me of Resurrection. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fucking Chucky up on the wall. So he gets her down, and oh my gosh, she's bleeding profusely from her neck. Perhaps that's why they haven't impregnated her yet. Well, they're not like exactly healing her. So what are they gonna do? Just we'll see if she pulls through, and then we'll impregnate her.
Give her another 10 minutes. We'll
then
see.
We'll put a face hugger on her face. So they need to help her. And I think they, he's like, well, we could inject her with that fucking goo. I think,
like
Andy suggests that. He's like, it could be the only thing that could save her. And then she's like, no, I don't trust that goo. I don't like that goo. For some reason, I'm against it. So she doesn't like that idea. What if we bring her to the stasis pods and freeze her until we can actually help her? Could we make it there? And I don't think he says if we
hurry or something.
Yeah,
like that,
if we hurry, we might make it. So that's what they're doing, and they kind of get split up because I think the xenomorph comes at him again.
Yeah, it captures the boyfriend guy, like shoots him up into
yeah.
the thing, and yeah, and they
always
feed
just,
on him. Yeah,
always getting pulled up. Like Batman, dude. And then the pregnant girl gets separated somehow, right? Because she's like going on her own and having to go to the ship.
Yeah, it's like they. I don't remember what happens to Andy, but he's like on the floor, and there's like a xenomorph behind him. So Rain and the pregnant lady get on the lift. And then as they're going up, I think Rain has like a change of heart, and she's like, "I'm going back for my brother." So she's like, "Go take the lift up, fucking get on the spaceship, go into the sleep. I'm gonna go grab Andy." And then yeah, she goes on this fucking huge ass ladder all the way down, and like, yeah, damn, that was
yeah.
a cool moment though, a little change of heart.
Yeah, and this fucking dumbass is always getting fucking reset. All he did was he got tossed a little bit. I think the alien like hit him, and he oh.
Yeah.
flies like, you know, 12 feet and hits the ground and like, fucking hey, the guy, this guy's like a fucking porcelain doll. Everything fucks him up. Like, really? That was it? That's all it took?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. She goes and resets him again and fucking wind his damn clock. It's always like and then you push it back in. Yeah, and then she convinces him to take out the thing, right? And I think he allows it because it's not against his directive at that point. She's like, it wouldn't be best for the company if you're here, you know, dead on the floor. Like,
yeah.
That's a valid point. Take it out. And so he's back to like stuttering and being the old him. And you think he even apologizes. He's like, I'm sorry.
It's like, oh, he's back.
Yeah. She's like, no, I apologize. Anyways, fucking. Bunch of aliens are coming, so they turn off zero. They turn off gravity to give them maybe a better shot, so they can kind of hold themselves down, anchor, and shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're like on the basement level, I would say, of the structure. So it's already been said, if they shoot them, we can't shoot them, even though they have guns now. because their acid blood will tear through and instantly rip a hole in the space station. But she's a genius, and if there's no gravity, the acid blood won't fall, it'll float.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty cool scene. They're just blowing off heads. And you get a lot of the alien screams. Heads blowing up. She's using way too many bullets. You know, maybe 5 bullets per alien. She's just pumping them.
You got that aim assist, baby.
Yeah. And Andy's like, you're at 60%. 40%. And, yeah, that's pretty cool. And then they got to get... go backtrack that way, and I was like, oh, and as soon as they're like, well, we gotta head that way now, and there's all this acid blood floating, I'm like,
yeah.
And then the first thing I said is like, oh shit, they gotta matrix this shit. They're going, just flying through, and then yeah, she's about, oh shit, she gets too much momentum, she's like about to fly into some goo, tries to swim, and she's still moving towards, has to take the gun and
yeah
get some momentum going. That was pretty cool. So they introduce a lot of cool little new things that we've never seen, such as the alien being in the pod and like actually maturing to a xenomorph, 0G alien fights. I don't think we've seen that before. Yeah, there's some cool interesting new stuff. And then how do they get this xenomorph? I don't remember. Or that's pretty much it, right? Oh yeah, she killed them all right there.
Yeah, they make it to the elevator shaft, and then...
oh, there was one left in the elevator shaft.
One yeah, it's the one that... Which I didn't catch the first time. The second time, I was like, oh, shit, I didn't catch that the first time. But the alien that kind of catches up to them in the shaft is the one that got shocked, because I didn't notice the first time, but there's, like, a huge gash, and there's, like, electricity going in the back of its head. I don't know how that works, but... like, oh, that's the one that got zapped earlier on in the movie. I thought that was kind of a cool touch.
Yeah, I didn't notice it. I only saw it once. Yeah, they do some... 0G. There's like the purge coming, so the elevator's going up and down. Anyways, eventually she's floating up to Andy. He grabs her, and then the purge happens, right? And the elevator smashes the alien, falls all the way down. Now I think we're home free, right? We get to the ship, we got everything going, ready to go. I can't remember. Does she instantly not? Oh yeah, they get to the ship. They put the pregnant girl into cryostasis. She's about to climb in her pod. And then the pregnant girl's cryopod. Boop 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 boop. Like it's like stasis aborted. Critical health level, which is doesn't make sense to me because every alien movie almost. Oh my God, you're dying. Put him in the pod. We'll figure it out later, because it'll just hold you wherever you are, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're dying. It freezes you. You're good. We'll figure it out later. So that didn't make much sense. It's like, no, we're not freezing her. She's about to die. You figure this out now or not at all. So she had to open it up, and then realizes that she took that fucking goop to try and heal herself and make herself better. She's like, oh no, what did you do? And she pulls her out further, and we reveal her pregnant stomach is now fucking 9 months big.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, what are we doing here? Let's go. I don't like where this is going. I've seen this movie before, and it's called Resurrection. You know?
Yep.
And then she fucking, oh! She gives birth to this fucking pod. Egg.
Yeah, this big old egg.
It's like a pod. And then it's like, I don't remember like how it gets out of the. She's like, ugh, hits it with her hand and it just kind of falls.
Like, she like picks it up and like runs down the corridor, and then it like I think it the acid there's like acid around it and it burns her, so she drops it, and then it like hits the floor and it starts to melt. But as it's melting through the floor, it kind of opens up and you see like a baby head. And I was like, what yeah. the fuck?
I was like, oh yeah, how the fuck is this gonna work? What are we doing? No. Don't do this. And then yeah, it falls down that shaft, and I don't remember all the parts, but she's down there anyway. She falls down too, and then she has to wake her way back up, and by the time she gets her way back up, the baby is now an adult.
Huge, yeah.
Yeah, it's like big and it's feeding on the mom. And it goes up and like smells the mom. So I'm feeling very resurrection vibes. Like, oh, he's going to know this is mom and not hurt her. Nah. Puts out its tongue and it's got a xenomorph like mouth on its tongue, which is fucking creepy. And it looks, I'm like, what the fuck? Is this a fucking engineer?
Yeah,
It
it has
looks
an engineer
very
head.
engineer-ish. And I was like, but that's not how an engineer is made. What the fuck is
This
going
is
on?
exactly the thing I was talking about earlier, where it's like in the lab, I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. But when it came to this, I was like, that doesn't even make sense because, yeah, you're using the black goo is a part of the thing that she injected, but the black goo, from my understanding, is not engineered DNA. I thought the black goo was something the engineers made to make life. And so unless there's
Yeah,
engineered
right.
DNA in there, but from my understanding, there's not, because I think in the beginning of Prometheus, one of the engineers drinks the black goo and they're like,
Right, and then he like
disintegrates,
disintegrates
whatever.
into the water, which creates
Creates
life
life.
on Earth, or at least we think it does, because nobody knows what the fuck Prometheus is about or how it pertains to this at all. Right? It's so hard to understand how this is all connecting. So yeah, that got me. I was like, "What the fuck?" And it keeps morphing, like it's every scene. It's like walking, and its back's like maturing and becoming different. And it's played by a real guy who's like a 7'7" former like Austrian basketball star or something.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was cool. That's how they got him so fucking big and actually looked good. Because I was like, man, I thought it was CG. There's obviously a lot of CG on it, but I was like, fuck, this CG creature looks amazing compared to that Ash doll. Like, dang. So, eats her. I think it's eating her for once we get to see something eating something, because it's attacking her. It's not impregnating her or doing something weird. And then, yeah, she's got to fight it. Right? Yeah, no, she's fighting it, and then it comes down to the final battle kind of thing, and she's kind of losing. And when does Andy come in and save the day? I don't remember.
Andy actually comes in the very beginning. Actually, to give the movie some credit, it's actually a really cool reveal. But like, Andy goes into the room, sees the cryopod all fucking bloody and messy, and he goes around the corner and sees the mom, huddled up against the wall. And I think you hear a sound or something, and then all the sound goes away. And then like he does his head turn, and I think it does like a rack focus, and like that creature's just kind of sitting there, kind of in shadow. I thought that was a cool reveal. It was just like, what the fuck are we watching? But yeah, I think then it comes into the room, it slashes Andy's neck, and then he goes down.
Oh, yeah.
And then Rain at some point runs out of the room. She gets into a spacesuit, a spacesuit, and then she goes underneath. And I think her idea is to puncture a hole using acid to like suck it out. As she's like, no. She's her idea is to drop the cargo because she's trying to do
Yeah.
the
I
four
bet she
lever.
has a rope. So she won't get dropped. She's gonna do the old Bane with the plane type thing.
It's gonna
The
pass right through her, yeah.
fire rises to the alien. Did we start
Oh,
the
yes.
fire, brother? Goodbye, friend. Yeah, but it doesn't. It's not quite working out because I don't know. The alien fucks with him. Anyways, Andy somehow. I mean, he jumps in and fucks up the creature, right? And says, "Let," because she's like hold. He's like holding on to her and keeping her from releasing, I think.
No, that's the xenomorph scene you're talking about. That's
Oh.
during the elevator shaft, because he like lets go of the ladder bars and he like floats down and jumps on top of the alien and it lands on top of the elevator that crashed and he shoots it in the head and then he's like, "Get away from her, you bitch!"
Yeah,
However,
that was
yeah, that was
great.
a
And
xenomorph
he
thing.
said it first, because this is before aliens in the timeline. Okay, so he's not saying her line, she's saying his.
God damn it.
Okay. Yeah, so anyways, they drop off this stupid fucking alien baby. They keep trying. You know what? I think the xenomorph human baby hybrid idea has got some weight to it. We're going to try it again. They keep trying it.
No.
Luckily, it's a small part of the movie. It's not really that important. And then it falls into the Saturn rings. Those are really cool visuals of the things hitting these rings where it's like grinding it down, you know, slowly.
Totally.
And the space station is still getting ground down slowly in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, right? And then we have her making a log, and they're going to go to that planet, and Andy's like, you know, but I can't go to that planet, remember? And she's like, I don't care. You're coming with me.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, oh, yeah, the good, whatever's best for Rain. Mm-hmm. He's like, I want to give you a new objective, Andy. Okay. Ready to accept objective. And she's like, your new objective is to do whatever is best for us. Saved. And then they fly off, and she makes her little log just like Ripley. I'm the last surviving member of, I don't remember the name of this ship, but anyways.
Stromo, yeah. Oh, yeah, their ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a weird name. Anyways, and it's not Romulus like you would think it is. Like, I thought the ship's name was going to be Romulus. Romulus is half of that space station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so walking out of there, I think this is easily the best alien movie since Aliens.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Better than 3, better than Resurrection, better than all the Predator bullshit, better than all the Prometheuses.
Yep.
Yeah, easily. So it looked good. That's why I wanted to go see it. So I was hoping, and it didn't let me down. It was very fun, intense. Definitely added some cool new little things to the lore. I wasn't that on board with the human shit. I don't know why we keep trying to do this. But it was different enough that because it's the goo, so it makes a little sense to me. It never makes sense to me like the other way, like in Resurrection. I don't even remember how it happened in there, but I was like, what? How's giving birth? Okay. So I don't mind the way it was done with the goo. Okay, so messed with her fetus. I can give you that. I'm glad it was a small part, and then we killed it off. Like, we're not having a cliffhanger where this human thing is fucking in the back of the cargo hold, and then we got to go through another movie where that's going to be the alien. No, thank
Romulus
you.
Romulus 2. Yeah.
we like the xenomorphs, please. So it was actually kind of fun. I think it was definitely done better than the Resurrection version. Fun. Captured the feel and the look. I love all the fucking practical stuff they're trying to do and all the, you know, just physical switches and the physicality of everything. Making it line up to these old films. Super fun. Loved it. 8.6.
Nice. Yeah. I echo a lot of what you said. Kind of goes back to the roots. Some people are calling this like The Force Awakens. I don't know if I quite buy that. I don't buy this as like a soft reboot like that one. I'm sure you can make the argument that it is, but I didn't feel that way watching it. It did feel fresh enough. Yeah, it is like harking back on some stuff that we know, but it felt original enough that it feels like its own thing and not a soft reboot. So I don't know if I agree with that assessment that people are giving it. But man, I wouldn't be super enthusiastic here. The first hour of this movie is just pure roller coaster. Like, once it gets going, it's just like one tense fucking scene after the next where I was just like, there were moments where, I mean, people can make fun of me all I want. I don't give a fuck. I'm here. Go ahead. Have at it. Have at it in the comments. But there was, I think, one or two moments where I had to catch my breath where, after a scene kind of calms down, I remember in the theater, because, like, I don't know, it's so fucking intense. There's so many things happening. But yeah, that first hour I thought was like damn near perfect, aside from the Ash. It's not Ash, but the android stuff like that. But everything outside of that was like, man, the setup is good. The characters are kind of fun. I like the young cast. They're kind of energetic and interesting. But yeah, unfortunately, I do think everything after the science lab stuff became a little less interesting. It kind of becomes more of an action movie, bang, bang, which it's not bad. Like the acid scene's kind of fun, but it wasn't as intense and thrilling as the first hour. It just kind of became a shooting gallery kind of stuff. So it kind of became less interesting to me as the movie went along. The last 10 minutes, I kind of rejected it the first time I saw it. I was like, this is, I'm not buying this. But the second time I saw it, I kind of warmed up to a little bit, like knowing what's going to happen. Like, okay, there's some kind of cool aspects of it. But yeah, that first time I was like, you're in fucking cuckoo town right now. Like, what the fuck is, what is going on? And like you said, like, why are we doing this again? We did this with Resurrection, and that didn't really work there either. But yeah, the second time I kind of warmed up to it a bit. They swing for the fences. I'll give them credit there. But yeah, 8.8 for me. I had a blast. This is a fun roller coaster thrill ride. It's kind of the movie I've been waiting, not Alien itself, but this kind of movie, this kind of summer blockbuster, fucking buckle up, you're in for a ride type of summer blockbuster that I don't think we've really got this year. So I'm kind of happy that this came out and was that kind of thrill ride that I was waiting for. But yeah, 8.8 for me.
Yeah, right on. Very close. 8.8, 8.6. Go check it out in theaters now. There's a lot of cool stuff coming still before the end of the year, man. We still got Beetlejuice. Some other
Gladiator,
things. Oh
Joker,
yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff coming out this year.
The Crow. Everyone's excited for The
No.
Crow.
God, dude.
Yeah.
I have to see it, but
Oh, did you
fuck.
see that? Did they have a trailer for that Craven movie? That looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
It
trying.
looked brutal. I
It did
mean,
look
like, there's
brutal.
a lot of deaths and hardcore shit, but
Yeah.
are we not giving up yet on this extended Spider-Man universe?
Yeah.
And I guess they went back to the drawing board and redid a lot of it because of Madame Web. Like, changed his origins and all sorts of stuff, and now he was like bitten by a radioactive lion or something. I don't know, man.
Bless.
It's crazy.
Yikes.
Anyways, go check out Alien Romulus, man. Give these people some money and let's get some good alien movies made for once, okay? And maybe we can get Ridley Scott to hop back on board and do one, a classic style Aliens where he's not trying to pump us full of fucking Encyclopedia Britannica worth of
Yeah.
backstory and reasons why everything connects. We don't got to get that nuts. It's aliens, okay?
Yeah,
So.
and I would say to follow up on what you're saying, I would say that like I would be pretty happy if they return to Rain and Andy, like give them another, situation, like 'cause I actually like them a lot, which is
Yeah.
I can't really say much after watching Prometheus. I mean, David was kind of a cool synthetic and a cool character, but like after Prometheus, I'm like, I don't give a fuck about Dr. Shaw trying to continue her quest to know where life came. Like I don't give a fuck about Doctor. Or I don't even remember anyone from Covenant that I would say like, oh,
Yeah.
I can't wait to see more adventures of those people. But for this, in this case, yeah, I would love another movie with this brother-sister dynamic. I thought they were awesome.
Yeah, and then there's so many stories still. You could tell. What about the fucking? What about fucking LV-42 or whatever it's called, from
Yeah.
Aliens? I th really thought this. That's where this was going. I was like, oh, this is awesome. They're gonna end this with some kind of like. I thought that was gonna be the planet they're traveling to, the LV-42, whatever colony. And then okay, so them going there with this thing on board is how Aliens starts, because that's how it gets onto this colony. But that's not what happened. I was like, man, that would have been a really cool way to connect it. But I'm sure they want to have a little bit more before they start connecting things.
Yeah, I was also kind of expecting the reveal to be that Rain is actually Ripley's daughter because she does have a daughter. It's a deleted scene in Aliens. I guess you wouldn't know that unless you saw the special edition. But I don't know. I feel like it's common knowledge that she has a daughter. But although the daughter is the main protagonist for the video game, so maybe there's some weird shit there. But
Yeah.
I was like waiting for like this is Ripley's daughter, and like I'm glad they didn't go that route.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's so many other stories. Like, I really kind of just want some Weyland-Yutani, like, stuff about them fucking with these aliens everywhere. We always see the aftermath, and, like, I want a movie really just about them doing all this crazy stuff and collecting these things and doing these science experiments and then getting wiped out. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Just a Weyland movie. Yeah,
Plus, it'd
eight
be cool,
points.
kind of cathartic to get to watch those people get their upcoming, or their,
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's
right?
like those, they're always the bad guys. They're always trying to save the species, but they're always portrayed as the bad guys. So it'd be kind of cool. In your case, that would be a fun movie to watch because it's like,
Yeah,
oh,
we could have like a
fuck.
whistleblower thriller.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody who's from inside the company finding out about all this shit and wanting to do something about it
Yeah,
and
totally.
their fight against the company, and all the corruption goes all the way to the top. Oh my God.
It's Guy Pearce, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, so oh yeah, 8.6, 8.8. Check it out. It's really good, guys. It's fun. Check us out every Sunday. We appreciate you. Like and subscribe here on YouTube, and check us out on Spotify and Apple Music. We appreciate having you as always. Couldn't do without you. Hope to see you next week. Until the next piece. Peace.
Peace.